AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Despite concerns about the effect on banks, the Federal Reserve has raised its key interest rate another quarter point in its effort to rein in inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the banking system is sound, but details are needed on the recent bank failures.
Clearly, we do need to strengthen supervision and regulation. And I assume that, there will be recommendations coming out of the report, and I plan on supporting them and supporting their implementation.
On the interest rate hikes, Sagar Meghani reports many are seeing the effect in their credit card bills.
Bankrate.com says the average credit card interest rate has hit 20.4%, the highest since it started tracking the rate in the mid-80s. The site says some 46% of Americans are carrying debt month to month.
And Julie Walker reports Manhattan prosecutors have told a grand jury to be on standby in the hush money investigation of Donald Trump.
It's not the payments, but the accounting that could bring an indictment from the grand jury, which does not need a unanimous vote. Trump has been railing against the investigation and claiming his arrest is imminent.
The latest now on the Capitol riot trial of Proud Boys leaders. Lisa Dwyer has this.
A lawyer for one of the former Proud Boys leaders charged with seditious conspiracy says federal prosecutors have revealed that a defense witness was secretly acting as a government informant for nearly 2 years after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Defense attorney Carmen Hernandez asked a judge to schedule an emergency hearing so the defense can learn more about the prosecutor's use of the informant. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado touchdown in the Los Angeles suburb of Montebello. It ripped the roofs off a line of commercial buildings, sending debris into the sky and across the city block, injuring one person. The result of a strong late-season Pacific storm. Another tornado confirmed in Carpinteria in Santa Barbara County. It tore up a mobile home park. This is AP News. Nearly 200 years after Ludwig von Beethoven's death, clues about his health problems.
The legendary German composer had hearing problems and severe stomach ailments. A new study says chronic drinking may have been a factor.
You have the liver disease. And this seems to have developed over about the last 6 to 7 years of his life. It's first in evidence in 1821 with a two-month attack of jaundice that clears.
Researcher Tristan Begg at the University of Cambridge says they couldn't figure out what caused Beethoven's hearing loss.
That seems to have had an onset in his mid to late 20s. It was a slowly progressing form of hearing loss that appears to have been nerve-related.
Losing his hearing is believed to have limited Beethoven's creative work. He died at 56. Researchers pulled genetic clues from locks of Beethoven's hair that had been snipped off and preserved as keepsakes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.